Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What up, y'all? Welcome into Duval Daily. I'm your host, Jordan DeLugo. We are 7 days away from your Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Miami Dolphins in Miami for the season opener. Obviously a rough college football Saturday for Gator fans out there, including myself. We've come to expect it. Disappointing opener for the Noles last week, so not great for college football fans. A lot of college football fans around here in Jacksonville. Obviously Georgia fans, Miami fans, very happy. UCF fans still doing all right. But shifting the attention towards the Jacksonville Jaguars, again, 1 week away from the Jaguars taking on the Dolphins in Miami, I want to take a look today at how Vegas is looking at this game right now. Obviously, we are not in our normal setup out here house-sitting for the in-laws. Going to be enjoying the pool later today. But looking at this line, the Dolphins are favored by 3. And when you're favored by 3 at home, that's basically a push, basically a pick-em type of situation. Now, the Jaguars, if you bet on them, you are getting more money. This is all according to BetUS, who sponsors our Wednesday show, Club Jaguar, with UCF Jaguar and Jaguars United and myself over on UCF Jaguars channel. If you haven't tuned into that yet, you need to check it out. But BetUS, Dolphins minus 3, you're getting more money if you're betting on the Jaguars, so that's kind of saying that they kind of are leaning towards Miami. And obviously, at Miami minus 3, Jaguars plus 3, that's where it's headed. But it's close, right? It's not a lot of money separating these two sides, and it's minus 3 for the Dolphins at home, which again, if you're at home only getting 3 points, that's basically a pick 'em type of situation. And I honestly agree. I think that this game is a coin flip. Obviously, you would think Miami being at home gives them a slight advantage, and I think that's what the lines are showing here. But both teams have new defensive coordinators. Both teams have a lot of pieces to get excited about on offense. The Dolphins, early on in the season, the last couple years, their offense has been basically unstoppable with all the speed that they have. They're able to establish a quick strike passing game with Tua Tagovailoa getting the ball out of his hands quickly to Tyreek Hill, to Jaylen Waddle. Then you also look at what McDaniel is able to do with that running game, basically getting guys in space, getting blockers in front of them, and just making it really difficult for defenses to adjust to that. Obviously, the Dolphins have struggled a little bit later on in the season with some of the better defenses, better teams in the league. And the reason being, for the most part, has been looking at, they've had some injury issues, certainly, but you also look at the fact that when teams get physical with their wide receivers at the line of scrimmage, when teams are able to make Tua pause for just a moment, that throws off the timing of the offense, and then teams also obviously have to be able to stop the run to an extent against the Dolphins. It's much easier said than done. There's no question about that. But Jaguars' new defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, has done a great job in his young defensive coordinating career. You know, last year was his first full-time, you know, gig in Atlanta as the DC, and he did a really good job on third down. He did a good job in the red zone. Reason being, he's able to introduce tendency breakers. He's able to show offenses different looks that kind of confuse them. And he did well as the co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans prior to that, which led to him getting the job in Atlanta. And his performance in Atlanta last year with a defense that did have some star talent, but overall was lacking, I think, in terms of the completeness of that unit. He did a really good job. Again, third down and red zone, and that's because on those money plays, he does a great job with being able to introduce some new looks, introduce some things that you're not ready for as an offense. So I do think you obviously look at the Dolphins' offense and say they have the advantage, but the Jaguars' defense has a lot of talent. I think Ryan Nielsen will be able to get the most out of that talent. It's going to be fascinating to see, can they create turnovers? Can they make Tua pause for a moment? Can they play physical at the line of scrimmage with these wide receivers? Can they show the Dolphins looks that they're not ready for? And can Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, and Eric Armstead and the rest of that crew up front on defense, can they make it difficult for Tua? Can they collapse that pocket? And obviously in the secondary, you've got to make plays as well. Your linebackers have to play strong. Foye Oluokun and Devin Lloyd have a huge, huge job against this running game. So does the front. So I think you can say the Dolphins should be able to score points against the Jaguars, but it's can the Jaguars make plays of their own? Can they counterpunch, right? On the other side of the ball, I think you look at the Jaguars offense versus the Dolphins defense. The Dolphins also have a new defensive coordinator, right, coming over from the Baltimore Ravens. And so he's going to employ, in all likelihood, a varied defense, a defense that will send some heat at times. It's interesting for the Dolphins because obviously no Bradley Chubb. You're missing Christian Wilkins, who left in the offseason to go to the Raiders and get that bag. So you're missing some key pieces up front.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think a lot of folks around the league will kind of look at that, and that would be the major question about the Dolphins. They brought in Jordan Brooks, who I think can execute in a Baltimore Ravens-style defense. David Long is a very good linebacker. You look at the secondary, it looks pretty strong. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey there. And can't forget Calais Campbell playing up front for the Dolphins this year. So you're going to get two of the key members of that Jacksonville 2017 AFC title run, Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell here. But I think that the Dolphins' secondary is very impressive overall. They've got good quality pieces throughout. They've got Jalen Ramsey. They've got Javon Holland, who's a very good young safety in this league. Jordan Poyer comes over and has a lot of experience. Fuller has a lot of experience. They've got a strong nickel as well. So I think both defenses do have pieces to be able to you know, keep up with the offenses to an extent. It's going to be a lot about these game planning. And week one is such a weird week in the NFL. Strange things can happen, you know. I think both of these teams are going to be competitive throughout the season. I have them both making the playoffs. But it can be a weird week. We've seen it before. Absolutely. So anything can happen, really. But I do think this is going to be a closely contested ball game. I think the Jaguars defense with Ryan Nielsen, with Josh Hines-Allen, I should say, all the talent throughout. Like, they have just talented players at every single spot. The Jaguars do. And I think the Dolphins mostly do as well. But again, Christian Wilkins exits. Bradley Chubb still not healthy. Jalen Phillips just getting back from injury, which shows Eric Armstead for the Jaguars. One thing I think, again, I think that folks are going to question the Dolphins' defensive front. I think it's strong against the run. Zach Sealer, Calais Campbell, Ogba, Jalen Phillips, again, for the Dolphins, for their sake, hopefully he is ready to go and fully healthy. Obviously, the Jaguars are hoping he's still kind of getting his sea legs under him. But I think that from a pass rush perspective, Chop Robinson is a great fit with Miami. I think he's a great fit with the style of defense they're going to run. And I think that they're going to be able to weaponize him. Anthony Weaver should be able to weaponize him. And I said this, I think it was to Hacker a couple weeks ago on the sideline. I think Chop Robinson's going to get Cam once at least. On that defensive right side, offensive left side. He's the type of player Cam's kind of struggled with at times. That unbelievable athlete who can really threaten the edge and then rip back inside, get across the face of the tackle. I think Chop Robinson's going to get himself a sack in week one against Cam Robinson. I was a big fan of Chop in the draft. I thought it was a great value pick for the Dolphins where they got him. Yes, he is a smaller, undersized edge, but he's over 250. He doesn't have great length. I'm aware of that. But I think, similar to some other unbelievable athletes out of Penn State, that he's going to have a good career. And he might, obviously, he's not Micah Parsons, but I think he might be the best pass rusher of all the other guys to come out of Penn State lately. And they got another one in the pipeline right now, Abdul Carter, who looks absolutely incredible. So I do think that Miami will be able to generate some pass rush. I think I struggle a little bit with Ezra Cleveland and pass pro. I think they're going to be able to do some things against the Jaguars' left side of the offensive line. But big question for the Jags is, can they get the running game going against this Miami Dolphins defense that has what should be a strong front against the run and good linebacker play, plenty of talent in the secondary. That's just kind of how I'm looking at it at this football game. Some of the questions I have for both sides, when Chop Robinson is out there, can they run the ball directly at him and try to effectively run in that regard? And the Jaguars have had such a big emphasis on fixing their running game this offseason. Mitch Moore should help in that regard. Ezra Cleveland should help there. I think Ezra Cleveland is a much stronger run blocker than he is in pass protection overall. Anton Harrison, hopefully being fully healthy and going into year two, should be an improved run blocker. It's going to be fascinating, these little matchups within this game that are going to help determine what ultimately happens. But obviously, Trevor Lawrence has got to play clean football. You need Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas Jr. to step up in some way. You're going to heavily target Evan Ingram, Christian Kirk, Travis Etienne. But you need your other two guys that you picked up, one in the first round of the draft, one in free agency, to also play well for you. But yeah, it's basically a pick 'em. It's Dolphins -3 at home. I wouldn't want to bet on this one. I really wouldn't, because I think it could go either way. If I had to bet on it right now, I don't know what I would do. I really don't. I will give a pick for this game later in the week when we do our full game preview and all that stuff, but I just wanted to give you all a little taste of what this is going to potentially look like between the Dolphins and the Jaguars in week one. I'm fired up to get into some NFL football. Hopefully y'all are too. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.